Chapter 1. The victim's hands had been removed, most likely with the axe left leaning against an ice-covered pine tree. Her wrists were bloody stumps, resting on cut logs, which the killer must have used to position the flesh for his strike. Perfectly preserved, burgundy-colored flowers littered the ground in every direction around the body, several petals frozen solid to rocks at the edge of the ice-encrusted river. Their stark color leached into the white snow, creating icy pools of frozen blood. The victim was female, and naked, her flesh frozen to a grayish-blue hue, her facial structure shattered beyond recognition. Blood marred the snow all around her. The techs had worked all morning to gently uncover her and the surrounding area without causing damage. Laurel Snow crouched on the craggy bank of Witch Creek, a hidden tributary of the Sauk River in northern Washington state. Icy snow clung to her knit hat and pinged off her snow boots. There's not enough blood here. The mutilations happened post-mortem, she murmured, looking up at FBI agent Walter Smudgen, who had bent to study the axe. He straightened.
Not much blood on the axe.
He turned, his wide cheeks ruddy, his belly hanging over his belt.
Broken face and stolen hands. Somebody definitely wanted to keep her from being identified.
Laurel scrutinized the ligature marks around the woman's neck. She was strangled. We'll know more after the autopsy. She studied the woman's hair, which was black with a clear demarcation of gray, maybe 3 or even 4 weeks' worth. She was due for a hair appointment.
What does that mean?
Walter wheezed. Laurel stood. I'm not sure. Her phone buzzed from her pocket, and she ignored the caller. Again.
What's with the flowers?
Walter asked. It's interesting, Laurel said, the wind burning the exposed skin on her face and ears. I think these are black dahlias.
Black? Those are red,
Walter said, pulling his winter coat lower to cover his wide belly, his jowls moving as he spoke. They're burgundy-colored, and I believe they're black dahlias, Laurel repeated, a sense of isolation cutting through her, even as state crime scene personnel worked efficiently around her. She tilted her head toward Captain Monty Buckley, who was photographing the petals closer to the creek. Did you find the personal locator beacon? The victim had activated the PLB, which sent a distress call through satellite to emergency services around midnight the night before. But searchers had to wait until light because of the devastating snowstorm that had only just abated. The second search team had found the body, which had already been mostly covered with snow and ice, except for her feet, which lay in the moving creek, shoved carelessly beneath a jagged layer of ice. Monty looked up, his eyes blue and his hair a silvery gray that was turning more white from his recent cancer treatments.
Not yet.
He surveyed the snow still gently falling to cover the earth in every direction.
It's a long shot that we'll find it at all.
He grimaced at the flowers.
What's up with the red petals? Some symbolic thing?
I believe they symbolize betrayal, Laurel said, clicking through her memory of a book she'd read years ago. We can conduct more research later. A tall figure walked between two trees, kicking snow out of the way and creating a trail with his size 14 boots. Huck, Laurel said, taken aback. Where did you come from?
Monty called me. There's an old Forest Service trail to the north, and I drove my snowmobile along that route. I've cut a trail from there. You're going to want to see this,
Huck Rivers said, his eyes a whiskey brown, his whiskers a day past needing a shave, and his hat partially covering his thick black hair. His Karelian bear dog, Aeneas, bounded behind him, tail wagging and tongue out. Laurel blinked. She and Walter had ridden in Fish and Wildlife UTVs from the Sauk River to the creek to reach the scene, and she hadn't realized Huck would be out there. It had been more than a month since they'd worked together, since they'd seen each other. And she'd wondered about him. Had he spent Christmas and then most of January?